So, Ian, can we get two, no, three of the Remember the Alamo margaritas? Two or three? Em, are you joining us? Dexter, I told you, I'm working. Okay, in that case, do you know what? We'll leave it then. Just the bill, please. Ian left, and Dexter beckoned to Emma, and in a low voice said, "Hey, look, is there any way I can, you know, what? Give you the money for the drinks?" Emma stared blankly. "I don't understand." "What I mean is there any way I can, you know, tip you?"
"Tip me?"
"Exactly. Tip you."
"Why?"
"No reason, Em," said Dex. "I just really, really want to tip you." And Emma felt another small portion of her soul fall away. On Primrose Hill, Dexter slept in the evening sun, shirt unbuttoned, hands beneath his head, a half-empty bottle of grocer's white wine warming by his side as he slipped from the hangover of the afternoon into drunkenness again. The parched yellow grass of the hill was crowded with young professional people, many straight from their offices, talking and laughing as three different stereos competed with each other, and Dexter lay in the centre of it all and dreamt about television. The idea of being a professional photographer had been abandoned without much of a fight. He knew that he was a decent amateur, probably always would be. But to become exceptional, a Cartier-Bresson, a Kappa, or a Brandt, would require toil, rejection, and struggle. And he wasn't sure if struggle suited him. Television, on the other hand, television wanted him right now. Why hadn't he thought of it before? Growing up, there had always been a television in the home, but there was something a little unwholesome about watching the thing. Now, in the last 9 months, it had suddenly come to dominate his life. He was a convert, and with the passion of the new recruit, he found himself getting quite emotional about the medium, as if he had finally found a spiritual home. And no, it didn't have the arty gleam of photography or the credibility of reporting from a war zone, but TV mattered. TV was the future.